Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Alenrico, and this is Business Kids Academy. Welcome to our 30-minute Kids Entrepreneur educational call this morning. Today, we're talking about the Business Kids Academy Entrepreneur. America, we have a need for entrepreneurs now as much as ever. And parents, they're the ones who must provide the environment for their kids, as well as an example as active teaching. Today, we're going to take a look at the Business Kid Entrepreneur, what it takes to be an entrepreneur, and are there advantages to it? All right. I have, for the last probably 6 weeks, talked about the need for entrepreneurs, what we do, what Business Kids Academy is all about. Now, today we start for the next 16 weeks a little bit about each class that we'll be teaching in the Business Kids Academy. And today, starting with the entrepreneur, then I'll just kind of go around I've got the puzzle, a puzzle piece that shows 16 pieces of it. And we start out with entrepreneur, then we're going to talk about vision, talk about business entity, business plan, the product, marketing, sales, social media, investments, accounting, follow-up, then success. And then we'll go and we'll talk about the core of it, that of being an employee, self-employed, investor, and business owner. And that gives us kind of the plan for the next, that'll be about 16 weeks, or 15 after this one. But today we're talking, like I say, we're going to be talking about the entrepreneur and what it is, the preparation needed, and why it's so important that an entrepreneur is in today's society. Okay, I'm going to get a gentleman, which I didn't talk to him this week. I should have. But we will bring him on, and his name is Bob Corman, and he's written The Ease of Business Success. And we're going to steal just a little bit from him this morning. Of course, I am a co-author to the book, but the information, the ideas are his, and that was why I helped him put it in book format. Anyway, in one of the five E's, he talks about the first E of being in power. And in short, that can be characterized as the belief that you can. And then you must build on strengths and abilities, overcoming obstacles, both real and perceived, changing your beliefs. And we talk a lot about that in Get On Cue. Tips for accomplishment, how beliefs are actually the foundation of anything that you are doing. And then, in short, turning the I can'ts into I cans. One of the things that you hear a lot, and I guess part of it is the fact that our society has and I've talked about this with Senator Thane on Fridays, and this is talking about the destruction of freedom. And one of the people who actually helped set up the school system, the schooling system, was a gentleman by the name of Horace Mann back in 1848. And what he did is he traveled to Prussia and studied the system there, and basically brought that back to the United States. And that's how our educational system was set up. But here's the thing, is you go and you look at a system that was set up to train individuals to become employees. And of course, in our society, the Industrial Revolution was becoming big at the time, and there were need for employees. Up until then, an individual had a trade, and they taught that trade to their son, and that went on, and that's kind of how trades continued on, as it was family business, and it turned into it went from one generation to the next until people who didn't have trades or people living in the cities were hired to become factory workers. And that trained them to become employees versus the entrepreneur, to learn the business of the forefathers. And so anyway, Horace Mann basically set it up so that a group of kids, I mean, what his idea was is that you would take this group of kids, approximately 30 kids, put them in this assembly line, and according to age, and then you would run them from 1 year to the next, to the next, to the next. So first, second, third, to 12 grades. And that would be, that's what, if you think about school, you basically had a class of 30 people or, in your, whatever class it is. And in a classroom, that was about the maximum that a teacher could teach. And even today, I think about my graduating class. We were 177, I think. Recently, we had our 40th year anniversary, 40 year class reunion. And we went there, and I don't know, maybe 70 people out of those 177 showed up. But that was a group. That was the group of people that was put into that one that year, and we went through high school together. And of course, if you go backwards, starting at the elementary school, those classes, there were different elementary schools around the county, and then as you went to high school, all those came together and became that one big class. So anyway, the same thing goes on today. Kids, they're in there in this class or in this group of individuals, and a lot of times it doesn't take into account the strengths and the abilities and what the individual themselves is able to do. We talk about this a lot with Senator Thane in a program that he put together, and this is very interesting, the Advanced Opportunities, where a child starting in seventh grade can actually, according to their desire and their work, and they can start studying more classes and advance the classes faster. In other words, seventh graders start taking eighth grade classes, and then in eighth grade you take and bring the classes forward until you can actually, over that period of 6 years from seventh through 12th grade, get an associate's degree. In other words, in your junior and senior year, be taking classes that are in college classes, and the state will pay for it. Now, just yesterday I was talking to Senator Thane, and he was telling, and we'll talk tomorrow too, on Blog Talk Radio, the Roadmap to Freedom. But anyway, in talking with him yesterday, he was talking about how that program is becoming successful. And the point of doing this is the fact that individuals or students self-identify. In other words, instead of being held within that parameter of you were born in this year, this is your class, and you're going to go through it, based on their abilities and skills, they can, and work ethic, they can pull classes forward. Now, of course, the state helps pay for those classes, the ones that cost money. There's actually $4,125 allotted to each child. And of course, that money has to be used between the 7th and 12th grades, or it's lost. So if they self-identify and move forward, they can actually learn at a faster speed and get credit. And basically, if they want to go to college, it saves them money in the long run, saves parents money in the long run. Now, see, that's what entrepreneurism is all about, is breaking outside of what society builds for, or actually dictates for, an individual. You go to school, get out of school, maybe you go to college, learn a trade, go become, and that's what you do, that's your job, go get a job, learn how to do it, and then you go and work that the rest of your life. And that is something that, you know, an entrepreneur is not, it's not what they do. They're looking to empower, like I say, that first E, that Bob Corman that we talk about, is empower, believing that they can do more than what they, you know, what they're told that they can do. Now, also, it helps them build on the strengths and abilities, teaches them to overcome the obstacles, and changes the beliefs and those things that society puts down for, you know, this is what you do, you know, and you, an entrepreneur. I myself have always been that way, always wanted to do something. So let's take a little bit closer look at the key elements of empower, what it takes to empower yourself as an individual, as an entrepreneur. You need to start of looking at what your opinion is of yourself. This also is one of those things that we talk about in Get On Cue, is our ideas that we have, the things that, you know, that society puts, okay, you're this or you're that, or you might be good at one thing, and because, or you like something, that's the direction that you go. I remember I grew up, and one of the elements that I like was being an auto mechanic. And that's, I mean, when I got into high school, in the first year that I could take auto mechanics was in my sophomore year, and I took all I could. And same with junior, and same with senior. In fact, my senior year, I had 3 periods out of 6 that was auto mechanics. One of my free electives, I was the assistant to the auto mechanic teacher. And so there I had, 4 periods in auto mechanics. And then 2 other courses that I, you know, whatever I had to take. And then when I graduated, of course, I went to Boise State and took diesel mechanics. And then after that, I wanted to learn airplane mechanics. And I was on the path of being a mechanic, because at one point in time, I learned to be a mechanic, and I learned to be pretty good at it. But, you know, the thing of it is I went to Mexico. I served a mission for my church. And when I came back, that's not what I really wanted to be. As I grew up, and you know, what I wanted to be is, I wanted to be an author. I, even at 21, I remember somebody asking me, what is it that you want to do? And I says, I want to write a book. And I had to do other things before I got that first book written, but I think I've got 24 books written now, plus I help other people publish their books. Some of the things, one of them, he is very prolific in his writing at this time. In the last 3 years, I've helped him publish 12 different books. So that was more to what my key is what I want to do and how I've evolved or changed in my own thinking about me. Your opinion of yourself a lot of times is based on what others think of you, and you have to, you know, have to evaluate that and see just exactly what it is that you as an individual, just because you're good at one thing when you're young doesn't necessarily mean that's what you need to do your whole entire life. What do others think of you? Does that matter? How much does that influence your opinion of yourself? Confidence, your personal confidence. Do you have a greater confidence? You'll find that entrepreneurs are a lot of times individuals. They have confidence in what they're doing and what they want to do. Personality. What's your personality? You know, a lot of times people will talk about being extrovert or introvert, and I think a lot of times that gives an excuse for the introvert to just simply, you know, withdraw, and they might just simply not have very good, what would you say, skills, people skills, and so they fall back on that idea of I'm an introvert and therefore I don't have to deal with individuals or people, and therefore that's the way I am. I agree that we might be shy, we might not have that confidence in us, but it still is one of those things that we need to look at as our personality, our type of personality, and see if we can't, you know, what it takes to get out of certain comfort zones. Culture has a lot to do with individuals and their ability to become entrepreneurs. For the last 6 weeks, I have been facilitating a class, and they used the word facilitator because they didn't want us to be teaching the class rather than just simply directing and following the curriculum as it is written in the books. That's been a little bit hard for me, especially in topics of business and things like that I enjoy so much. Anyway, I've definitely learned a lot. This curriculum is taken worldwide through the LDS Church, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And it started out actually in foreign countries, in Africa, in South America, and helping individuals who couldn't find employment employ themselves, start little businesses, start little, you know, preparing the entrepreneur. It is great. And like I say, culture a lot of times has it so that an individual does not have that opportunity. And because of this program, it teaches them different ideas about business and how it actually works. I think it's a great program. It makes a person stop and think about it. So it's only, like say, only 12 weeks long, but it is actually put together by the LDS Business College. And so it was something that helps create a culture, an environment for an entrepreneur. Physical condition. These are, again, elements of empower. Our physical condition can affect what we do. If you're not in good physical condition, it's hard to focus on anything other than the problems that you're having with your own self. So you really want to take care of yourself, especially from young, being young. Learn to have proper routines of exercise and nutrition, and that will definitely help, and it affects the ability, your ability as an entrepreneur, because a lot of times as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of many long hours. There's a many things that it requires a good physical condition. Now, other things that affect the entrepreneur and what the entrepreneur thinks of themselves are their own values, the values that they have that are taught within the home. And that is why, as Business Kids Academy, we focus a lot on the parent. You know, a lot of parents, they are employees, employee-minded, and it's really tough for the values that an entrepreneur needs to be taught in a home, or, you know, those values must be transferred to a child, either through a class, but the parent also needs to understand what those values are. Other thing are ethics, business ethics that we learn. That's very important. Also in different home settings that we learn good ethics. And then once again, beliefs are very important about, you know, the entrepreneur or business, or, you know, what an employee thinks of their employer. If that seems, and that was one of the things that when I went to Spain, I saw a huge gulf between administration and the worker. The worker was the peon, the no good, they keep you out of there, don't mix and mingle, because we're better than you are. And you know, I mean, this is within businesses themselves. You know, you think, wow, this is totally, I can hardly believe what the, you know, how the business owner would treat the business, the employee. And the employee is part of, you know, what keeps the business going. Anyway, so beliefs make a big difference. Education. We've talked about education and the importance of it, getting a good education. And so, you know, getting through, there's different ways of people and going through, you know, the education. I remember just getting through. A lot of times that's how I was trying to do when I was in high school. Everything to me was about mechanics. Everything, that's what saved my bacon in high school, is because I got straight A's through auto mechanics. I didn't do so well in other aspects of it, you know, algebra. I think about one gal, Mary Lou McDougal. You know, she helped me out, helped me understand, helped me get through that one. Let's see, other classes that to me were not that important. Then you can get through with honors, or you can get through ahead of others. That's the advanced opportunities, get through ahead of others. And then doing extracurricular like Business Kids Academy. Those are things that actually help an individual cram in as much as they can in those years of learning and understanding. I've written a book, it's not quite finished, but it is called The Seasons of Life. And The Seasons of Life talk about, basically it breaks our life down into the four seasons of spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And those four seasons, if you spread that out over a 100-year period, each season lasts about 25 years. So the spring season is the first 25 years of life. The summer is between 25 and 50. 50 to 75 is the autumn of life. And the winter, of course, is the last 25 years. that first season of spring, that's the planting, the nourishing, the feeding, the growing of the individual, which requires education. Getting as much as you can. You know, a plant, if it's fertilized, it's taken care of, it's watered, it's you know, weeded, it's, you know, the things that are taken care of to nourish that growing plant so that it becomes strong so that it can produce fruit later on. That is what the objective of that individual in those first 25 years is, getting it strong so that it can produce and have, you know, the values, the ethics, the beliefs, a good physical condition, the confidence needed, and that's done in that period of education. Skills, interests, those are things that are also important in, you know, getting that base going in those first 25 years. Teaching skills that you don't, not necessarily learning. You know, I think of a skill that I picked up in high school. I must have been my sophomore year. I took a typing class. I still remember that one of the things you had to type was, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the country. And I had to look at my fingers in order to make them work. It took me probably another, 40 years for me to learn how to type and type fairly good without looking at my fingers. But it just got to a point where I forced myself, making the mistakes that I had to make until I could actually, you know, learn to type with four fingers instead of being a one finger pecker, just typing out with one or two fingers. Skills, those are necessary skills. And then again, once I mentioned that interests in what an individual has, understanding their handicaps, whether it's learning disabilities and other situational factors. And then most important is goals that a individual has throughout their life. And those realize that they can change. They do change. And so this is the preparation that an entrepreneur needs. And these are all things that as a person starts to go into in becoming an entrepreneur, it's very important to realize all of these different things. And that's part of what we talk about in Business Kids Academy, is teaching these, each and different one, how to build confidence, the personalities, you know, understanding your personality, understanding your culture, setting up a plan for your physical condition, not only nutrition, but the exercise portion of it, the value and the ethics, the belief, and understanding what education, you know, and how to not just get through with honors, but get through ahead of others and having this extracurricular activity. This is very important, the preparation that we have. And that's why this should be done during this period of time and not wait until a kid's out of high school to learn to become the entrepreneur. Thanks for being with me this morning or on the recorded call. This is Don Alenrico with Business Kids Academy. If you're interested, go to businesskidsacademy.com and learn more about the program that we have going on. Make your day great. Keep dreaming. And so bye for now. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Saber Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved.